The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50, and for that we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
So tell us, which business will you be featuring today and why did you pick them?
Well, we're going to be featuring Mike Eglinton's business. It's called Steelco, based in Pietermaritzburg, and it is a supplier and stockist of finished steel products. So flat sheet steel, I-bar steel, square tubes, round tubes, you name it, all types of steel, they supply it into the industry of fabricators, consumers and users.
And what makes them special enough to be on the KZN Future 50?
Besides the fact that steel is absolutely essential to the survival of any society, of any economy. Without it, we can't build, we can't defend, we can't teach. There's very little we can do without it. So it's essential that we look after our steel industry players. But in this particular business, like every business, I always look at the founder of the business. And Mike really occupies three winning criteria in my conversation with him that all businesses need to succeed. The first is a mindset. If your mindset is not always growing, it's likely then that your business will be dying. And the reason is because it gets eaten up by competition, it gets eaten up by inflation, it gets eaten up by currency depreciation and all those other elements. But you have a growth mindset, it's really tricky because when you're experienced in doing what you're doing, you do it without even realizing that you're doing and practicing and acting in a way that has earned you your success. But your success to date only gets you to a certain stage in your business, in your career, in your life. If you want to improve your lot, you've got to learn to behave differently. And a growth mindset recognizes that and helps you see what you did to get you to where you are, helps you understand that what got you to where you are will not be good enough to get you to where you want to be, and as a result, opens its self up to change. The second thing is purpose. You need to understand why you do what you do and why your business exists. And it only ever exists to solve a problem. But if you don't know who your customers are and you don't understand the problem, you can't have a purposeful business. Then the last criteria is intent. And that intent is future facing. Where are you going? What does a destination look like? Why are you wanting that destination? And how are you going to get there? And Mike has all three of those elements built into Steelco.
Pavlo, I guess the important question is, where will Steelco be in 5 years?
Well, it's going to be one generation ahead in that Mike has his son, Matthew, who's joined him. And that is a real, real privilege because Matthew, I haven't spoken to him or met him yet. According to Mike, he's got good entrepreneurial thinking and energy. He will have Mike behind him with all the experience and insights and lessons learned transferred from Mike to him. And if they have a big plan for the future, the plan will have the wisdom of Mike and the energy of Matthew. It's a wonderful, wonderful attribute in all family businesses. So here's the thing, getting an understanding of your role in an industry, what we refer to as how you position yourself in an industry, in amongst all your competitors, to be valuable and to be of service to your customers is essential. And Steelco has really understood where they play. They service a wide array of clients, from fabricators to designers to structural engineers, not with really big steel products, but with small customized cutouts, the elements that are needed on site, on time, each time, every time to get a project built. It's working exceptionally well in KZN. And I really think that with Mike and his son behind him, they would be able to lift that business model that he has built here. And for example, Carmen, have a look at the Western Cape, which is booming, especially the Northern Cape, within that environment, feeding into the gas and oil reserves that have been discovered in the southern part of Namibia. Look at Mpumalanga, go to Nelspruit. Mozambique has a forecasted 7% growth rate. It's a developing economy. It needs steel and steel services. And I really think there's an opportunity for this father and son, energy within the experience and success of its current business to expand and from KZN build out nationally.
What can KZN do to support Steelco?
Well, it needs to work with structural engineers. If I think of Paragon through Pete Hellers, or Span Africa through Max Heiselman, could make a profound difference to this business.
Well, there you have it. Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us for KZN Future 50. Thank you so much for joining us, Pavlo. And if you want to get involved in the KZN Future 50, you go to ecr.co.za and you find all the information you need on every single company that we feature.